All right, hi, welcome back, Tony Steve Vondran, and welcome to another exciting episode of Vondran, a Legal Hour. Tony Steve Vondran here. So what we're talking today about IPTV, movie, television, illegal broadcasting, those kinds of things, and the MPAA. I recently did a video on this, the Motion Picture Association, and they're based out of that Los Angeles area, but they're hiring, and you can see, and I've been telling people, be careful if you're selling illegal content, if you're intercepting or selling illegal content, movies, television shows, other content of any of these big companies. The Motion Picture Association is an association. It represents all the big companies, Paramount, Disney, Universal, Warner Brothers, all those kinds of entertainments, Amazon Content Services. But I just wanted to show you that this is very serious. If you're in the business, there's still time to get out now. So I'm giving you a warning here. If not, if you end up getting a letter, end up somebody's threatening to sue you, so forth and so on, then you know where to find us, okay? But I'm giving you the warning in advance in case you're listening to my podcast. But they are out. I see two job postings on Indeed. I just wanted to tell you about, it says there's 34 applicants. So there's just posted one day ago, and they're out of the Sherman Oaks office, but I'm just going to read it to you. Junior internet investigator, primarily responsible for conducting detailed investigations of key players and other global targets involved in copyright infringement, including the investigation of individuals and organizations. So they're looking for a junior internet investigator. Sounds like a cool job. When I was younger, probably something I would have went for. Candidates must have detailed skills in OSINT and attribution methods, including social media research and other analysis, advanced work ethic and creative problem-solving skills, including ability to work well with minimal supervision and guidance. So you need to be an independent worker is what I'm hearing here. So key responsibilities, conduct detailed investigations of key players and other global targets involved in copyright infringement, deliver forensically sound and actionable investigative reports. So they're putting together reports of pirating and those kinds of things. Recommend appropriate handling of cases and identify identify enforcement options, including both civil and criminal actions. So I've been telling people, you know, if you reach a certain threshold, you know, this could become a criminal matter. And you don't want to end up with a felony or a misdemeanor on your record because of this, because you're trying to do, for some people, they're just saying, they tell us, well, we're just trying to do a side hustle, make a little money on the side, and everything looked like it was legal. But anyway, you don't want to get that to that level where somebody can hang, hey, this is criminal, and we might report you. Now, attorneys should never be threatening. Our bar tip for the day is attorneys should never be threatening administrative, like I'm going to go get your real estate license, or criminal action, I'm going to refer you to the DA or the FBI or the DOJ. That shouldn't be going on. But just the individual companies, I don't believe they have any type of individual prohibition. Other skills you need, excellent writing skills and ability to tailor investigative reports. So they do come up with these reports, ability to create, organize, and analyze. Handle multiple investigations simultaneously. That's what we call multitasking. Multitasking. Some people actually have a real problem with that. But that is a skill you need to learn, have five windows open. Nowadays, the kids growing up, they have five windows open, three computers. So probably less of a problem than it was in my day. Display sound judgment, critical thinking, strong attention to detail. That's another important thing these days. Details, the devil's in the details. And possess work ethic, integrity. Experience in copyright infringement and investigations is a plus. So that's kind of what they're looking for. I don't see a salary thing, but it looks like they report to the Sherman Oaks office. We've talked about the Sherman Oaks office before. So they are out there, and if you get a letter from the Motion Picture Association in the LA area, Los Angeles, California, you know where to find us. We can give you a consult, let you know where you stand, and if you're really being pushed to for criminal or civil activity, we can help you get your case settled, okay? Anyway, you can find us on the web, attorneysteve.com. That's attorneysteve.com, the first name, in legal services. Have a great day. Make sure to bookmark us. We're going to be back with some more great stuff. Don't forget my video channel, 34,000 subscribers. We're moving up quick. Check that out at attorneystevevideos.com. That's attorneystevevideos.com. I got to run. Big day today, and I'll be back with some more great stuff. Bye now. General legal information only and not legal advice.